Many times in my life, it has seemed like it might be aliens. The wow signal, the face on Mars, Tabby's star, and the rhythmic timing of pulsars. But in all of these cases, it has turned out to not be aliens, and I want to understand why. Why is it, so far, never aliens? And I think I have a pretty good explanation. And if we understand that explanation, it will be easier to know when it actually is aliens, if that ever happens. To start out, I do want there to be aliens. I want them to come down from space and tell us things that we will never otherwise know in our lifetimes. Their mere existence would tell us that we are not alone, that there is other intelligent life in the universe, and even more importantly, that it can overcome the tremendous distance between the stars, and even more than that, intelligent species can survive their own fragility. I would like to know that, and I want to be here for a big, spectacular moment, something that could either be good or bad, but is definitely big. I know that about myself, even if it's not something that I feel great about. I want there to be more, I want it to be big, and I want to make that YouTube video. So I pay attention when it might be aliens, and there have been a lot of times since I started watching The X-Files in the mid-90s when it seemed like something big might be coming. I could make a video called 20 Times We Thought We Found Aliens and not run low on case studies. Recently, Avi Loeb, an astrophysicist at Harvard, has been talking about how 3I Atlas, the third interplanetary object ever detected by humans, has a roughly 40% chance of being alien technology. He also said before this that there was a good chance that Oumuamua, the first interstellar object ever detected by humans, was alien tech. Call me crazy, but since something like 99.99999% of all of the objects in our solar system are rocks, it would be weird if the moment our tools became sophisticated enough to detect interstellar objects, one, or even two of the first three we detected were something other than rocks. So yeah, I do think that we will find that 3I Atlas is a rock, and this will be another case where maybe it's aliens turned out to not be aliens. So I think there's a reason why it's never aliens, and it's different from the fact that they're not around. That's separate, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is that people will propose that it might be aliens a lot, and then it turns out to never be aliens. So why is that happening? I think that there are reasons. I think that there is something special about the alien hypothesis as an explanation for something. And that special thing, or those special things, is resulting in it being proposed a lot more frequently than it probably should be. I have a few thoughts. I'm sure other people will have more, but I'm going to start with one that I personally suffer from the most. I know that I want aliens to visit us, and I know that must be true of other people. And if we want something to happen, we will look for reasons it might be happening. Basically, there's a reason why the most iconic image from the X-Files is Fox Mulder's poster that says, "I want to believe." Believe, not know. I think you could see this in this shot. I made a whole t-shirt about this. This is so important. The tools and structures of science do not exist to eliminate bias from humans, because that is impossible. They exist to get better information despite those biases. We accept that the biases are real, and we create systems to work around them. So there's this Carl Sagan quote that gets trotted out during conversations about aliens or life on other planets. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And I love this, but it has become a bit cliche, and that risks having people think that it's dogma rather than just like good policy. And I actually think that it's good policy for several distinct reasons. One is the way that I think Carl actually meant it. If something aligns with a bunch of stuff that we have known before and seen before, in other words, it's ordinary, not extraordinary, the level of scrutiny that must be applied before accepting it is simply not that high. Both because we know what to look for and because we know that it's possible. For example, if scientists were to discover a new small moon of Jupiter, the barrier to accepting that evidence would be relatively low. We know what moons of Jupiter look like. We know how they act. And we know that there are lots of other small moons of Jupiter. But if the claim is extraordinary, then that means that we have fewer tools and less experience identifying a phenomenon. And also, we have no idea how likely or even possible that claimed phenomenon is. So if someone says there's a spaceship orbiting Jupiter, that's going to deserve more scrutiny, both because it would be much weirder and because we don't know how to confirm the existence of spaceships because we've never done it before. We know how to detect moons, we've seen them lots. We don't know how to detect spaceships, we've never seen them. But there's a second way I think Sagan's quote is good. The claim isn't only out of the ordinary, but if we want it to be true, we have to be even more careful. And scientists, want to discover extraordinary things. They want to turn everything on its head. That's how you win a Nobel Prize. And that can happen. It does happen. But when it comes to extraordinary claims, both the bias of wanting to discover something amazing and the lack of skill and experience we have with that discovery means that more scrutiny must be applied to the claims and the evidence. And if the evidence wins out, amazing. Extraordinary claims don't require us to turn around and ignore them, but they do require more scrutiny. The case of Professor Loeb is a remarkable one here. He obviously knows more than I do, but he also says that 3i Atlas's trajectory is extremely specific. It's quite in line with the plane of the solar system, and it's heading into the interior of the solar system. And that, he says, is just very unlikely. There are so many other directions this thing could be moving in. And that, for him, is a piece of evidence in favor of the idea that this is something possibly sent specifically to explore our solar system. He thinks this is something we need to pay attention to because it could be a threat to our civilization. And to that I say, it would be weird if the civilizational threat showed up the moment we had the technology to detect it, rather than, I think, a better explanation of now that we have the technology to detect these things, we are able to detect them, and they probably come around fairly regularly. But even more to the point of this very specific trajectory, I assume that Professor Loeb knows that ATLAS, the telescope that discovered 3i Atlas, was designed by astronomers to detect rocks that could potentially hit Earth. Those rocks are, of course, almost entirely inside of the plane of the solar system, and thus, that's where the ATLAS telescope looks. ATLAS is looking for objects inside the plane of the solar system, so it is extremely unsurprising that the object it spotted is inside of the plane of the solar system. And so here is our first reason stated more clearly. If you want something to be true, you will unconsciously accept weaker evidence and interpret weird data as being in favor of your hypothesis. And that is one reason why it's never aliens. Because people are biased to believe they might be seeing something historically important because that would be very cool. But because they have that bias, the number of times they have thought it might be aliens is just higher than it should be. And this goes beyond Harvard astronomers to, you know, congressmen and Air Force pilots and all of the rest of us. UFO influencers do this constantly. The best evidence for UFOs is always the thing that hasn't yet been disproved. Then, when that piece of evidence gets disproved, they move on to another video or credible sounding eyewitness report. But whenever there are videos, the ones that are the best evidence are always, for whatever reason, the blurriest. As an example, I recently did a video about this balloon that was hit by a missile off the coast of Yemen, and I said in that video that it was the only piece of video evidence presented during this congressional hearing. And that was kinda true. But some folks yelled at me about it because they said there was another video and it was actually the better piece of evidence. But that video is just a video of a blurry heat signature probably coming out of the back of a distant jet. And yeah, I was ignoring that video because it's terrible evidence. The video shows nothing that couldn't be explained in a bunch of other ways, which is why it wasn't the thing that the media was talking about. The media was talking about the weather balloon video because it looked weirder. The point is, if you want to start to prove something, you need evidence that would persuade not just you, but the skeptical version of you who does not want to believe, but wants instead to know.
I thought this might be a good time to break in and tell you about the fact that I designed this. You could watch, I put it on the screen right now. You can watch me design it. There's a part where I thought I might put a bunch of colors in. I worked hard on that, but then I decided not to do that. I can't get far enough away from my camera. There. It's the I Wanna Believe from the X-Files with a weather balloon. But instead of I Wanna Believe, it says I Wanna Know. And you could pre-order that shirt for the next week and then never again because it's busy time at the warehouse, so we can't keep it open for too long. So this is your first and last warning if you want that. We take all of the pre-orders, and then we end the pre-order, and then we make the exact number that were ordered, and that's a great vibe. Because we don't make too much, we don't make too few. But we gotta do this one really quick, because the warehouse is about to get very busy with Christmas stuff, so it's just a week-long pre-order this time. All right, back to the video.
Professor Loeb clearly wants there to be aliens, and that's a real problem that has led to him thinking it's aliens a lot of times. But this is not the only problem. There are others, and this next one is the most common one I see in, like, normal everyday people. Not knowing what's going on is super common and normal. Sometimes people will show me a video and say, how do you explain this? And my answer will be, like, I mean, I don't know what's going on there. I don't have an explanation. And that will be seen by many as an admission that it is aliens or something supernatural. But unexplained stuff is normal. For 99.999% of human history, we had no idea what lightning was. The sky would just explode during storms. We still don't precisely know how lightning works. When America was founded, everyone knew that if you held your breath long enough, you would die. And no one on Earth had any idea why. And because this was so obviously important and so mysterious, it was seen as a link with the supernatural. Accepting an explanation for a mystery without any evidence is totally understandable, but it does not usually lead you anywhere close to the truth. What really leads to truth is accepting the mystery. Unexplained is the default state. Everything we know is something we figured out. No one told us any of this stuff. When I see a video that I can't explain, that feels to me normal, very normal, because I know that there are unexplained phenomena hiding under every rock in science. When you see a science news story, like just open up any science news, and what you will see is people providing explanations for things that were unknown and unexplained yesterday. So it's just not surprising when people start showing around things that no one has a good explanation for. And many times I have watched as something that seemed unexplainable gets explained. You have more unexplained phenomena in your colon than there are contained in 10,000 UFO videos. The reason we focus on the UFO videos is because they tap into our desire for big, important, mysterious things. But the absence of an understanding does not require an explanation. It begs it, it makes us want it, it makes us drive to look for it, but it is so common for there to be mysteries that don't have explanations. Sometimes there are just things that we don't know, for now. And then, hopefully, sometimes, we figure them out. These interstellar objects are another great example of this. Oumuamua and 3I Atlas both have behaved quite differently than objects we have cataloged from our solar system. And you can look at that and you can say, that is really weird. We don't have any reason why this rock would look like that or act like that, so aliens? And I honestly get that if you're not a trained scientist. But I'm baffled when it comes from trained scientists. Like, they're weird compared to what? Compared to other interstellar objects? No, we don't have anything to compare them to. We've seen three. This is the third interstellar rock we've seen, and it's the one that we have by far the best data on. The fact that it's not acting like rocks from our solar system is very cool. But it's not, like, surprising. It might have been traveling through space for 10 billion years. Like, I don't know what kind of star system it comes from. I don't know how it was formed. We don't know anything about this. This is entirely new stuff. This is very exciting. The fact that it seems different from objects in our solar system indicates that we're likely about to have a huge boom in our understanding of the universe by studying rocks from distant star systems. Now, it could have been that they'd all be like rocks from around here, so there'd be nothing to learn. It's exciting that it's different, but thinking that the third interstellar rock is so weird that it might be aliens is textbook I don't understand, thus maybe aliens? There's no reason to go from some amount of confusion to I've got an explanation I want to talk to people about when data is still pouring in and all that data is brand new. When we leap very easily from I don't know what's going on here to maybe it's aliens, we over-index on that explanation, and that results in it very frequently being maybe aliens, but so far never being actually aliens. And look, I honestly think that these first two reasons why we hit aliens as an explanation so often are totally understandable and normal instincts of humans. Which is why they are both instincts that the processes of science put some brakes on. But there's also, I think, an understandable instinct that says, look, it's never been aliens, it never will be aliens, and oh my God, will you shut up about the aliens? And we also need to be careful about that. Aliens are not a supernatural idea. Obviously, technology can exist. It exists on our planet, so there may be alien technology, and it may someday be the right answer. As long as the aliens hypothesis isn't shutting down an interest in more data collection and discussion, I think it might be a little distracting, but mostly fine. But yeah, because we want it to be aliens, and because we are uncomfortable with not knowing things, and aliens are good at explaining anything confusing, it is so often brought up to much media fanfare before being quickly disproven. But the last thing on my list is a related phenomenon that I actually really dislike, and I think is often used to actively manipulate people, and can sometimes cause us to become stuck on the explanation, even when it must be discarded. This is very common among UFO influencers. We just discussed how we often move from, I don't know what this is, to maybe this is aliens. And that is because aliens can basically do anything, so any evidence can be explained by aliens. Any confusion in the skies, anything that looks a little bit weird, whether that's above our heads or in the pyramids of Giza, maybe aliens did that, can explain it. But one thing that can also be explained by aliens, and often is a lack of evidence for aliens. Why do we have no good pictures of aliens? Well, because the aliens are hiding from us, and they have extremely advanced technology. This trick can be used to prevent any evidence in opposition to the hypothesis from being accepted, and hopefully you can see the problem there. Once something does not have to explain the known laws of physics, it can explain anything, and we need to be very cautious with explanations that can explain anything. If an alien can appear or vanish instantly, redirect a Hellfire missile, erase people's memories, and violate conservation of energy, then there is no thing that aliens can't explain, including the fact that as the number of cameras on Earth has increased by 5 orders of magnitude, the number of credible photographs of aliens or UFOs has not increased. We don't know why Uranus spins on its side. That is a mystery phenomenon, but aliens can explain that. They have infinite abilities and powers. They can travel between the stars. Maybe that is the reason why Uranus spins on its side. And this is the biggest problem. If you settle on an explanation that can explain anything, we stop looking for other explanations. You stop being able to hear people who disagree with you. And every time we have done that, every time, we stop learning. I don't want to believe. I want to know. And the unlock of science is not accepting things as true until they have stood up to intense scrutiny. When UFO videos are subjected to scrutiny, the subreddits and the congresspeople, they get up in arms and they say they're being silenced. No, that's how this works. The mainstream media wants to cover this. Congress wants to talk about it. YouTube viewers want to watch the videos. The reason your views aren't mainstream is that your ideas don't stand up to the level of scrutiny applied to a senior biochemistry thesis. The alien hypothesis has been raised many, many times, and it has never stood up to scrutiny. That indicates that some combination of our biases is resulting in this hypothesis being raised too quickly and too frequently. And that doesn't surprise me at all, because I want there to be aliens. And yet, in the minds of many people for whom unexplained phenomena can be explained by aliens, the lack of direct evidence of aliens is also explained by aliens. You see the problem with this? It's an idea that is impervious to critique. Aliens as an explanation for something is appealing because it is exciting and unknown and on the edge of discovering a literal god. So there's a strong incentive to want to believe. The alien hypothesis also solves the problem of things we don't know, the mysteries we can't solve. And look, I haven't really talked about this yet, but the alien hypothesis can also deliver attention, ad revenue, video views, and book sales. And it can explain any evidence very quickly with very little thought, including a lack of other evidence you would expect if the hypothesis were true. And once you get that deep, the alien hypothesis isn't just unfalsifiable, it is actively corrosive to inquiry. It turns a failed prediction into a confirmation, and it shuts down the search for other answers. You can see how I would dislike this. It seems to me that people often believe that accepting aliens as an explanation for something unexplained is somehow countercultural or brave. And I kind of get that. Like, I feel the pull of that. Because it has so often not been aliens, people like me do default to hearing maybe it's aliens and immediately thinking, it's never aliens. And so oftentimes, the more time people have spent with this, the more likely they are to immediately discount a perspective. And that means that, like, the elites are disagreeing. The elites are saying no, no, no. And that can feel bad. And there's all kinds of mechanisms at work here that are, you know, in addition to the biases I've already discussed, but we don't need to get into everything today. But the point is, like, someday I might hear people say, maybe this is aliens, and I'm gonna think to myself, it's never aliens. But someday that might happen, and I might be wrong. But by understanding why, so far, it's never been aliens, despite the fact that oftentimes people have said maybe it's aliens, hopefully we can avoid defaulting to that explanation every time something seems weird, while keeping the door to that hypothesis open if we encounter a situation where it looks like it's probably aliens. I don't like it when things are unexplained. My mind wants to see that puzzle completed. It is unsatisfying. It makes me off kilter. But more than that, I want the fireworks, the big moment that rewrites our place in the cosmos. But the actual brave thing here is wanting the truth more than we want any of that stuff. And the first step, the necessary first step to uncovering truth is to not know. It is to be uncertain. We have never uncovered any truth without that first step of uncertainty. The more you want to believe, the more you lose the opportunity to someday know.
Again, 7 days from upload, this will no longer be available. Thank you for watching the video. No connections. This is long enough already.